Yo, this is the Foul Hooked Whitey. We're back. Joined by my partner. Not my co-host, but my partner. Brandon Booty.
What up, everyone?
Booty. How are you?
I'm great. Guys. Finally got over that sickness, I think.
Oh, fuck. I mean, is it nice outside right now or what?
Yeah, it's great.
God, we had some real winter there here in, you know, South Central Montana. And, Jesus, I mean, it's got to be, except for that fucking nightmare wind, I mean, it's got to be 40 out there today.
Yeah, sunshine and 40. Yeah,
I'll take it. Be a good time to go to the Bighorn and throw some streamers.
Great time.
Yep. Fly fishing Nielsen ratings are in. And we boomed.
Boomed, okay.
We fucking boomed. I don't know why, to be honest with you. It might have been your streamer draft.
Different ideas of streamer draft.
I think that's a good idea. I don't know. I mean, I'm not really sure. I mean, probably.
We boomed with the streamer draft. I busted on the draft.
Well, were the comments more favorable to me?
I don't know.
I didn't even fucking look.
I have no idea.
All right. So anyway, with the Nielsen ratings, we've bumped to 25 listeners. I mean, we've gone from, I think it was 10 or 12 last time, to 25.
Yeah, more than doubled. That's a big jump.
Fuck, I mean, that's worldwide. I mean, that's a big audience for us.
Oh, yeah. I'll take
25, too. So today, I'm going to talk about something that's taboo.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's not terrible taboo. But, you know, out of our 25, there might be some older folks. And I know a couple of the 25 who like what we do. But, you know, they're not 35.
Okay.
So, you know, to those of you that are a little bit older, and to my very, very good friend, I'm not going to drop his name, but former big-time law enforcement man here in Montana, just bear with me. Okay? I'm going to talk about drugs in the sport of fly fishing.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you know, why would I talk about that? Because I've run out of fucking ideas, obviously. I mean, clearly, right? But the reason that I bring it up is because I would say, based on the people that come into my shop, and out of those people that come into my shop, people that I would deem as avid. What's avid to you, Booty?
As far as fly fishing
goes?
Yeah,
I mean, what in your mind, what makes an avid fly fisherman?
An avid fly fisherman is someone who does it frequently.
Okay, right. You know? I mean, me too. Yeah. How frequently?
I would say they got to be fishing over, what are there, 52 weeks in a year?
Yes.
They got to be fishing at least 25 times a year.
Oh, dude, you're such a badass. I literally had the number 25. So I agree. You know, if somebody isn't fishing that much, number one, unless they did it one time and they become good, they're probably not going to get good.
Well, they're not getting good at one. Oh, you mean like one time they were at it?
Yeah, I mean, okay. And then they back away from it. And, you know, because I see that with people. You know, it's like you know, I'll be standing there at the counter, and all of a sudden this dude walks in. I'm like, Jesus Christ, where the fuck you been?
Yeah.
Disappeared. I mean, dude hasn't been there for 3 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, that happens a lot with avid anglers because they have babies. That's a big thing right there.
I mean, that's huge.
That's huge. Like, you know, when you get a couple of kids going, you got that young family, you're not fucking out there 25 times a year unless your wife is either an angel.
Yeah.
Pure angel. Right? She knows you need it. Or you're fucking neglecting your family.
Yeah. I get to the point where
it's one time. It's like, one or the other.
You're acting like a dick. You got to go fishing. Because, you know,
that's what she said to you.
It's therapeutic to me.
It is therapeutic. You know? So the reason that I talk about, you know, the proliferation of drugs, and I'm talking primarily marijuana, right? I would say out of that group of anglers that are avid, that come into my shop, I'll say 60 and under. I would say that probably half smoke weed.
I think in general, the people that I know,
more than
half the people I know smoke.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't mind saying this because I've already revealed terrible things about myself, right? I'm a marijuana smoker.
Okay,
yeah. I mean, you know, I'm almost 60 years old.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it. It's medicinal for a lot of people.
You know, people have different opinions about weed, and that's cool. I don't fucking care. You know, I mean, obviously in Montana, the legislature finally woke up and, you know, made it so that it isn't like going to put you in fucking jail like in Wyoming.
Yeah, and people are going to do it anyway. They might as well make some money off of it.
Yeah, you know? I mean, you know, and so, you know, I'm not really talking about the sales of marijuana. I'm talking about why does it enhance the fly fishing experience?
Okay, see, I wouldn't know.
Because you're not a smoker.
Yeah, I don't smoke.
Does it enhance the fly fishing experience? I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you know, not because you're out there fucking, you know, with your fucking chin on the ground. So fucking stone, you can't do it. Right?
Just a little bit of focus.
I just mean, the focus, that's great. Because, you know, that's something that, in my opinion, especially early on after you ingest marijuana, is the focus is like fucking, you know, target.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're into it and you're fucking good. At least you think you're good because you're high. Okay? And you know, it, to me, would marijuana affect your performance as a fly angler? Yeah, it could. I mean, it could if you did too much.
Yeah, it probably depends on the person, right? Too.
And I don't do too much because, like I said, I'm older. And, you know, I can't do it like I used to when I was younger. Right? I'm already a 4 o'clock in the afternoon fucking napper. Right? I'm already 4 o'clock. I want to fucking sleep. Right? So doing too much weed, you gotta bring that up to 2 p.m.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So I try not to get totally blasted, especially when I'm fishing. But you know, I don't think there's any feeling at all after you stick a good one, and you put it in the net, and then you reward yourself with a quick toke.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you know, it's just one of those kinds of exhilarating experience that's enhanced.
Yeah, and I'm waiting for it because I see this, right? Because obviously it's legal here now, but clients, right? Because I got clients, and some of them smoke, right?
Oh, you get clients smoking weed in your boat?
That's the thing, is I know some of them have to smoke, but they're not. But they'll crack a beer like it's nothing, right?
Yeah.
Without second guessing. Yeah. But it's like, if you want to smoke, you can smoke. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I'm not even going to get into the hypocrisy between alcohol and weed.
Yeah. So I'm just waiting for it to be like, oh, just like cracking a beer. You know what I mean?
You know, if I got to say this to you straight up. If I was in your boat, I wouldn't even fucking consider whether you cared or not.
Yeah, it's just like cracking. It should be like cracking a beer.
Well, besides the fact that it's legal in Montana for recreational use, right?
Yeah.
I just can't imagine the guide would have a fucking problem with that. Even if he's a non-weed guide.
Yeah.
I mean, and there's people out there that are like that.
Yeah, but I feel like being a guide is like, you should be okay with that stuff.
You know what I mean?
Just because I don't smoke, but I'm fine if you're smoking on my boat. You know?
I revealed to somebody recently, I'm not going to say who, but I revealed to this person, I'm a fucking marijuana consumer. And this person's about my age, give or take. And this person was like, how long have you been doing it? I mean, this person was like fucking like, you know, I admitted that I was taking fucking heroin.
He was all disappointed.
It was weird to me because this person, and I'm not saying it was a guy, but this person was turned off by the fact that I said it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm so far away from even fucking considering that. Right? I mean, as in what somebody thinks, right? It's kind of like you know, being a guide, you know, smoke them if you got them.
Yeah.
Right? And so, does the fly fishing industry move towards marijuana consumption? No, obviously not. I mean, it doesn't. I mean, there's a couple of unique products that have been out there. I'm really lucky to be aligned with a young lady by the name of Chelsea Dahlstrom, right? Trapper Studios on Instagram. This woman is, besides the fact that she's a legit fucking artist, She creates product for me that I'm able to sell, which are basically chillums. And for, you know, those squares out there that don't understand that, a chillum is basically a one hitter.
Yeah.
Right? It's a tube that's got obviously a bowl at the end of it, and you pack it and you smoke it and it's easy.
Yeah,
you know, it's fucking easy.
Pipe.
Yeah. And you know, she does this out of glass and she does this with trout prints.
Yeah, the prints are pretty cool.
I've sold hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these pieces, and they're not cheap. You know, I buy a chillum up at the fucking tobacco store for $5, and you know Chelsea makes $90 chillums that I've sold every one that she's ever sold me.
Yeah.
So you go ahead. I'm sorry.
Because you've ran out of them before, right? Like they sell pretty quickly.
Oh my God! It would be very interesting to know. Since we first started to work with Chelsea, it would be really interesting to know how many I've sold.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You're definitely into the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
Yeah.
And my point is, why would I fucking, you know, here I am, own a fly shop. I get some conservative cats in here. I get some dudes in here that are like, you know, that's a fucking Schedule I drug.
Yeah.
That's right there by Coke.
Yeah.
And we all know it's not Coke. So why would I have that with the possibility of pissing somebody off? Because in 2025, you're not going to piss anybody off.
And you're going to piss everyone off.
Well, I know they just it's so common now. Yeah, is my point. Yeah. It's so common.
And that's
now.
What I was getting at. Yeah. When is it going to be like cracking a beer?
What's that?
When is it going to be like cracking a beer? You know what I mean?
To me, it is. As acceptance goes. To me, it is. I say to people all the time. I go to a restaurant. What would you like to drink, sir? Fuck, I don't like to drink, but I'll have a rum and Coke. Is Pepsi okay? No, Pepsi is not fucking okay, right? It's a rum and Coke. And so, what else? I'm like, I don't want anything else. I'm a weed guy. I mean, like, I'll literally say that to people because I know I can say that now and not offend anybody.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just how accepted it is. But getting back to its impact on fly fishing, I don't want to glamorize the impact because there isn't any big impact. But I do think that it's interesting that probably half of my clientele are weed smokers.
Yeah.
Right? I'll just do a quick story. I went on the Yellowstone one time with my ex and a good friend of mine who I just fished with by the name of Big Fish Joe Boland. He's a badass motherfucker.
I don't know if I've met him.
Joe is, Joe's an enigma. He's a very interesting guy. He knows his shit. And it's just an honor to be around him for a bunch of reasons. But we floated the Yellowstone 2-3 summers ago. And, I'm in the front of the boat, streamer fishing, having a good day. And Big Fish says, hey, you want to take, hit off this weed and I'll put a dab of fucking hash on it, hash oil. I'm like, fuck yeah, of course, no problem. So, I take a toke off this thing and just a simple toke. I mean, yeah, I could tell there was a little bit stronger than just weed, but I mean, I'm fucking Aussie as far as, tolerance. They're doing it a long time, right? You get what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's literally like a liquid that they'll just put on this nug that's sitting on the bowl of this pipe. Harmless.
You thought.
Holy fuck. It ruined my day. It ruined my day.
Took you over the edge, huh?
This is pertinent, I think. Again, having smoked since I was a late teenager, used to it, nothing can really knock me down. All of a sudden, I can't fucking walk. I can't fucking walk. And I mean, I'm not saying that I can't walk because of fucking, balance issues. I can't fucking, my brain can't communicate to my legs to fucking move. I mean, how about that? So I'm sitting in the front of this boat, Big Fish is fishing somewhere, and my lady's out there, gathering fucking agates or something. And all of a sudden she comes back and, she looks at me and she says, Rich, are you all right? And I'm like, sugar, I'm either having a fucking stroke or a fucking heart attack in this fucking drift boat. And I'm not joking. One of the nice side benefits to me when it comes to weed is it's an automatic stomach calmer. Like, it'll calm a stomach just like that.
Okay.
I'm not trying to give anybody an education on, what weed does to you. But it does that. And this is interesting. That fucking hashish on that fucking weed, I wanted to fucking throw up. I mean, I got so fucked up. So, how many people out on the water do what I did and ruin their day because of drug use?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Never thought about that.
I've got very little to do, so I come up with, this worthless information. Okay? But I mean, you can do it. You can ruin it. I prove that.
Yeah, I barely even drink when I fish.
I've got to be careful here because I've got a couple of very good friends, as close to people as I get. Trust them to the end of the fucking earth. And when you're in the fly fishing industry, you can't say that about everybody.
Yeah.
A lot of rats and weasels in this business. Okay? So these guys, on a significant trip, they fucking bring mushrooms.
Oh, dang.
Well, I mean, mushrooms to me, I never really did them. So I don't fucking know. Kind of trippy, some flashes of color and shit. I don't quite know what mushrooms do.
I've never done them, but I can imagine Yeah, no, if you eat too many mushrooms, that's got to be a trip ruiner, huh, David?
It is. Of course, I did them. Right? Of course, I fucking took some. They were nice. They were generous. They gave me some. And, you know, it was just probably the ultimate calmer. Just winded you down comfortably without fucking putting you in the sack. Right? And so, you know, that again is part of that culture of people using drugs in the sport of fly fishing to enhance the experience.
Yeah.
It's going to fucking enhance it. I mean, especially that first 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you don't know any of this, but I'm telling you, that's how it is. So, you got any other comments?
A lot of people are getting hip to the, you know, microdosing, you know, where they,
what the fuck is that?
Like, you know, they're taking, eating less, right?
Okay.
Like, you know, like your mushrooms. You eat too much, obviously, they ruin it, but you do a little bit, then it,
game more. Those are so wonderful, I don't think you can fucking eat too many. Shrooms.
As far as being able to fish, though.
True. Yeah. I mean, I got to admit that, and I liked your comment about you don't even drink when you fish.
Yeah, I rarely even drink. I might have one or two. Every fourth, fifth fishing trip, I might have a beer, you know, one or two, but.
I would say that you're naive, not you, but those that participate in, you know, drugs while they're fishing. I would say that there's no fucking way you're going to actually fish better.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't know. I don't know
if I'm going to compare it to you. I've got a lot of experience, so I think I can say that credibly.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I don't think you're going to fish better. I think the trick is that it makes you think you're going to. You get it?
Yeah.
You know, that's that enhancement that I was referencing. That high in what some of the most beautiful environment you could be standing in.
That makes sense.
Right. I mean, yeah. You're alone. Right. I mean, it's kind of one of those things where I like it. I got to admit. All right. So that's it. Foul Hooked Whitey, Brandon Booty, episode 1, out.